body wise, I feel great. I'm obviously all healthy with the pec and everything, and I feel really good, and I guess I'm just excited to get started again.
What's it? Does it diminish at all? You've been through so many camps, or is it still as exciting as it was when you were running?
Yeah, I think it's an extremely exciting time of the year. You know, you're anxious to get back into it, you know, get involved into another season, especially last year. You know, after it's interesting. After you get a year cut short and you don't finish it the way you want, you're even more anxious, you know, to get started the following year.
Do you have a pretty good idea of what Jared and Dan and Devon, Sergio are going to bring to this defense?
I think we will learn more in camp now, especially with Jared. You know what I mean? With Jared and Dan, because they're going to be so important in the run game. And now that we'll be able to, you know, put pads on and have the physical aspect of football as well. I'm thinking especially because I work so closely with both of them. We the three of us will usually line up on the same side of the ball in a lot of our defenses. So we'll be able to get a better feel for each other now.
Much you were here and the hours you were here in the off season. Was that
don't believe everything you heard.
Was that, I mean, you're always like that, or was that a little bit more just because of the coming back from the pec?
Especially following the season, I was here more for therapy, and I wanted to be in the building and be around. And then even during the summer, you know, on our 6 week break, or, you know, 5.5, 6 week break, I went back to Pennsylvania to train for 3 weeks, and then for the remainder of that time, so another 2.5 weeks, I stayed here to train. I like being around here. I like being at the facilities, you know, working with our strength coaches. Being around the guys, that's a good thing. There was a solid group of guys that were here for the vast majority of the summer, which isn't always the case. So it was great to be around your teammates in that atmosphere as well.
Early in the morning or late at night? I mean, is that
so here the thing about that is, so we just had our first child. So I quickly realized that my schedule is no longer priority number one. So I would normally, you know, come in nice and early and train early and then have that. But now, if she doesn't sleep well, if my wife says, hey, I need you to do something, that means I got to come in at like 6 o'clock at night to work out instead. So things have changed a little bit for me when it comes to that. She's 2 weeks yesterday. She was born on the 15th.
Did you have to bring cigars back? How did that work?
No, I didn't. Did I make a mistake? I know I have a lot to learn as a new parent. That's for sure.
What's your name?
London Noel.
London Noel.
Yeah, London Noel. You gotta have to ask my wife. I don't know. The crazy thing is, so my brothers and sisters are Mary, Stan, Paul, Ann, and Dave. So the most easiest names you can get, and then same thing with my wife's family. It's Brad, Beth, and Kate, and then we go London Noel. I don't know how that worked out, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Noelle.
Oh.
Yeah. She told me that's the feminine way of spelling it. If you just do Noel, that's a little bit. So yeah, which like I said, I didn't know that either, but I'm not gonna argue with her.
There's a lot of young guys behind you at linebacker. What, you know, can you speak about like what they've brought to the table or what elements they add?
I think with those guys, with everybody that we bring in, especially our young guys, it adds competition to the room. So we have guys that are going to compete for spots at not only playing linebacker, but then a big time special teams unit as well, you know, to have guys to contribute at that area. So it's exciting when you bring new guys in because you want to bring them along as fast as you can, help them learn, help them develop, because then ultimately that raises everybody's level of play.
Just to say that the offense is in a learning stage, so the new offense coming in with you guys is more of a fine-tuning situation. Mm-hmm. Defense has been installed for a while. That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
To have to learn a whole new...
Absolutely. To have this as our third year together, where we know where tomorrow when we line up in day one, we've done this already. You know, we've had this installation already. We should know, especially with the ones, everybody should know exactly what we're doing and how we need to read and react. So to have that is big. We should be able to see our defense make big gains this year during the season because it's our third year together. We have the right pieces. It's time to step up our level of play.
Buzz, one of those pieces, Chris Clemens, it sounds like he's not going to be here. And Coach called it concerning,
yeah,
his situation.
Very.
for guys that have been here, you said you've been here more than ever before the offseason. There have been a lot of guys here. Is that tough to kind of address the fact that one of the guys that really leads on the defense and Clemens might not be here, wasn't here for OTAs, yeah. those kind of things?
You know, with the thing with his, let's say, his offseason participation, we know that he's wherever, you know, he's, what, 12 or 13-year vet. And, you know, he came to minicamp when it was mandatory. And that's what he did in years past. It was like, okay, we know that we can trust him to show up when it's time to play. With this situation, we just want to make sure that he's – I mean, we all want him here. And I just found out about that a little bit ago, too, that he wasn't here yet. So, obviously, he's a huge part of our defense. He really makes things go on that defensive line, and he's a big part of our pass rush. And he's a great teammate to have around, you know, veteran presence, leadership. He's been on outstanding defenses before. So, I mean, we want him here. We want him here. So, I mean, whatever we need to do to get him here, I think we'll try.
Are you concerned about it, first of all, him being here? And secondly, does it change the dynamic? I mean, with Fowler not there and now, obviously, Clemens,
yeah,
how much has it changed?
If he's not here, yes, that changes things for us. I mean, because that's taking a starter out of the rotation. So that's it's not good. No, we definitely need him here.